Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Breyers, Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Halakuach, a behemoth that a person purchased from a friend, Ashenitiloi Matana, or was given to him as a gift, is Potter Mimaiser Behemoth. That's learned from Sukkim. The only animals you have to give Maiser Behemoth from are animals that are born in your herd. You bought an animal, got it as a gift, there's no Maiser Behemoth. Weiter says the Mishnah first will teach the words, and then we'll go back to explain B'yaz Hashem. Huachin Ashutafin, brothers that are partners in the Yerusha of their father's estate. Here's the halacha. Shechayavin ba'kolbein, if they're mechuyev to give a kolbein. A kolbein is a little bit extra that you have to add to a machzah shekel. We'll soon explain why and when. So if these brothers that yarshin their father, shechayavin ba'kolbein, if they're mechuyev in a kolbein, automatically, that means peturin mi ma'aseh behemah, that would be patur ma'aseh behemah. The shechayavin b'ma'aseh behemah, brothers that yarshin from their father, that would be mechuyev to give ma'aseh behemah, to separate ma'aseh behemah, automatically, peturim in a kalbin would be potter on the kalbin. The Mishnah explains. But before the Mishnah explains, let's do a little chazara. Chazara from Masechta Shkalim. I'm sure you remember from Masechta Shkalim, there's a mitzvah in a Torah on every yid to separate a machza shekel of kesef every single year and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And that money is used for the purchase of Karbanos Tzibur. Now, in the Mishnah's times, money had what's called intrinsic value. That means, it's not like today. A nickel is a nickel because it's a nickel. A chipped nickel is still a nickel. No one weighs the nickel. But in those days, a silver shekel was a silver shekel if it had its weight in silver. If the coin was rubbed out or chipped, it wasn't worth as much. So there was a concern that when you gave the machzah shekel, what if the coin was worth less? So Chazal said, add on a little bit. Add on what's called a kolbein. Kol means light, a little bit. Boin means on the weight. But Chazal were only misaking to have to add on a kolbein to your machzah shekel if you're bringing your own machzah shekel. Or even if partners bring a machzah shekel. Let's say me and Reuven, we own a shekel jointly, a whole shekel. So we come, we say, here's our shekel. Half is mine, half is his. We're partners. So we both have to add on a kolbein. He adds on a kolbein and I add on a kolbein. Partners have to give a kolbein. So again, someone who brings a machzah shekel for himself has to bring a kolbein. Partners have to bring. Who does not have to add on a kolbein? If I, out of the goodness of my heart, decide to bring a machzah shekel for a friend of mine, Shimon says, oh, you didn't do a machzah shekel yet. I say, Shimon, I'll do it for you. I'll give it for you. I don't have to add on a kolbein. Even a father who's giving machzah shekel for his children does not have to add on a kolbein. Now, this father, let's say after 120, he passes away, he leaves over money, leaves over nechasim. At this point, it's called an estate, or tfisas habayis. Tfisas habayis means we didn't divide the Yerusha yet. It belongs to the house. It technically belongs to the father, even though the father passed away. If the brothers take from this money, they give machzah shekel. You know what it really means? It means the father is giving for them machzah shekel. And therefore, they don't have to add on a kolbein. Because when a father gives for his child, gives for his son, a machzah shekel, he does not have to add on a kolbein. But it also means that they would be mechuyev in meiser behema. Because they're not partners. It all belongs to the father. Maybe one brother's controlling, making the decisions, but it all belongs to the father. On the other hand, let's say the brothers divided the Yerusha. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, the three brothers sat down. Shalom, Shalva, Reuven gets this, Shimon gets that, Levi gets what's left over, and they're all happy. I guess if there was a Bchar, he would get Pishnayim, but whatever it is, they divided the Yerusha. Then they decide, you know what? Let's be partners together. Oh, so it's like three brothers got together to be partners. So now, if they're going to take Machzah Shekel from this money, they have to each give a kolbein. Partners have to give a kolbein. But the animals that are born during the shutfas would not be mechuyev in ma'aser behemah, because that's the halacha. There is no ma'aser behemah for shutfim. And that's what the Mishnah explains. If kanu, if the brothers were zaychim, these nechasim, made tfisas abayis, the father passed away, the money is still in the estate, it wasn't divided yet. So chayavim, they're obligated to give ma'aser on the behemahs. They're not partners, it all belongs to the father. But they're partner on the kolbein. They're going to give together a full shekel. If two brothers get together, bring a full shekel. Half a shekel for me, half a shekel for you, from the money of the Yerusha. It's like the father is giving it for them. And a father who gives machza shekel for his son is potter on the kolbein. But v'im lav, if they didn't take it from the tvisa bayis pturin. In other words, if chalku, they already divided the Yerusha. But v'chazu v'nishtatfu, they got back together and said, let's be partners. Ah, chayavim b'kolbein. If two of the brothers get together and bring a shekel over here, they're partners. Partners, each has to bring his own kolbein. But a peturin, mimaisivehemi, that would be pater, and maisivehemi, the way the halacha is, in regard to all partners that are pater on maiser behema. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah, Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel? We learned that behemas that come to the reshus of a person because he bought it or he got it as a gift, they are pater on maiser. It was not born in his reshus. Maiser behema is only for animals that are born in your reshus. How do we know that? It's because the pasuk says, Bechar benecha titen li. Okay, that's talking about a baby boy, right? But it says, Kein tasa l'sharcha l'tzeinecha. So the sharcha and the tzeinecha is compared to b'char b'necha. And just like in regard to someone's oldest baby boy. We're not talking about something that he bought or got as a gift. It was born to him. So the tzeinu bakar, in regard to meiser, are only tzeinu bakar that was born when they were in his reshus, not those that he acquired through a purchase or a gift. Then we learned like this. The father passes away, and they didn't divide the nechasim yet. If they take a machzah shekel from here and they use it, they're potter from the kolbein, because it's as if their father is alive and he's giving it for them. When you give a machzah shekel for someone else, even a father for a son, does not have to add a kolbein. But for that very same reason, there would be mechuyev b'maaser behema, because they're not partners. If the brothers divided the Yerusha, and then they decided, you know what, let's be partners. Okay, so they're Patra and Maisa Behema, because now they're regular partners. The Yerusha is over. Once they divided it, the Yerusha is over. Now they're just partners. They decided to get together and be partners. So like any partners, the Patra and Maisa Behema, but when two partners come to give Machzah Shekel together, each has to give their own Kolbein.